Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Good evening, and welcome to New Beginning Ambassador for Christ, telling the world about Jesus. Thank God for a new day. Thank God for our life, health, and strength. Thank God for mercy and grace. Thank God for favor. He didn't have to do it, but he did, but he loved us enough to let us see a brand new day. Well, I'm thankful. Good evening, Miss Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well, hon. Doing well. Doing well. Doing well. God's been good to us.
Oh, yes. So good.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. We're getting ready to hit it off. Thanks for listening.
Carl, you're so welcome. Thank you for having it.
Yes, yes.
Stay well.
Okay. All right. God bless, man.
You too.
Okay. All righty, y'all. I'm going to start right off. I'm going to have prayer. I'm going to have a scripture first, and then we're going to have prayer. Turn in prayer. If I can get my equipment to act right. Okie dokie. I see what's going on here. Give me a moment, y'all. Okay. Give me a moment, please. All right, let's go. Trying to get this right here. God's been good to us. He blessed us to see this day. I thank him. I thank him for me. I thank him for you. I thank him for allowing us to still have breath in our bodies. And then for us to be able to understand him and his word. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. This scripture here. Okay, this scripture is going to be 22. Proverbs 22 and 4. Excuse me. Proverbs 22 and 4. Just one line. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. I'm going to read it one more time. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and truly thank you, God, for allowing us once again, this time, Father God, we can come together and discuss scripture, Father God. And we can share scripture, Father God. We can share hope with each other, Father God. We can build each other up, Lord. Show love, Father God, to the next person in line, God. Honoring you because you loved us enough to spare our lives this far, Lord God. And thank you for the opportunity. The opportunity, Father God, to live this life, Father God, and to help the next man in line, however we can, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Father God, for saving our souls, sanctifying us, holy, filling us with your indwelling Holy Ghost Spirit, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that even though my life was wasted, that you sent your son, Father God, to die for me, that I would have a right to the tree of life. I thank you, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your show tonight. Bless the subject, Father God. Bless the word. Bless the reading of the word and bless the hearing of the word also, Father God. Help our minds to absorb that word, Father God. Help us to understand. And where we don't understand, to ask you, Father God, because it is your word. Even though it was interpreted and translated by many men, it is still your word, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to remain humble. Help us to serve, Father God, without mumbling and grumbling and complaining, God. Yes, Lord. Help us to live this life and do your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Okay. I didn't put out a topic this week. I just put a scripture out. And if you're anything like me, if I don't understand or know where it comes from, I will Google it. I definitely didn't put what scripture it was, where it come from, what book it was out of, but I put it out there. Okay? Pertaineth to us as children of God. Now, we didn't get here by ourselves. We didn't get here by magic or wishful thinking. We got here because Spirit of God gave us opportunity to be separated from the world. Separated from the world for God's use, for his use, for his kingdom. We, as children of God, some call themselves Christians, we have a job to do. We can't do it all. Every individual person can't do it all. They can't preach and they can't teach and they can't run around and wait tables or whatever. We all have specific duties in the kingdom of God. And it's in the word. We have to understand and realize what the word is trying to tell us. And we are to learn from the word. I can learn from the word, not necessarily the first time I read it. I can read it tomorrow. And then Saturday, I can go back and read the same scripture. And it's a different meaning. But thing is, we have to ask God to break it down for us. Does it pertain to me in my lifetime? Does it pertain to other family members? Does it pertain to my neighbors? Does it pertain to my living, the life that I live? Ask God to help me understand. If it is for me, it may not even be for me. But if I don't ask, I won't know. I won't know. And it'd be just like, what they call it, in vain. I'll be reading the word in vain. In vain. No meaning to me. Just reading it. Just reading it. Oh, I read the Bible in a whole year. Did you get anything out of it? Except the Lord's Prayer maybe and a couple other things. We have to take our time, deal accordingly. We didn't get here by chance. It was an opportunity, another opportunity that God opened the doors for whoever would walk in. Lamentations 3:26, okay? Lamentations 3:26. We'll talk a little bit about that. Lamentations 3:26. It come to me, I was listening to another program, a prayer program, and they were talking some very meaningful things, and it just hit me. Okay, all right. Maybe I can put this out there. God, he will help me to put a little cap on it, you know, the way others can go for themselves and ask themselves, does this pertain to me? Is this something that I should be doing, or was it just for people during that certain period of time in the world? I believe most things are in Scripture written down for our learning. We can get something from it, from the very beginning of Scripture to the very end. Of course, using some other books and a dictionary is very helpful. Okay, so that scripture is this. Lamentations 3:26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to do it again now. Lamentations 3. Oh, that book in the Bible is right behind Jeremiah. Lamentations 3, verse 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. If we're out there protesting and carrying on and you know, we're mumbling and groaning, we're angry and we're upset because of the way the world is going, and we want to blame God, when I read scripture, in the beginning, in Genesis, it tells me that everything that God made was very good. It was very good once upon a time. And the law was broken by Adam, and sin came in, and decay set in. Decay of all things. You know, we got weeds, we got grass, we got the trees turning brown, and, you know, we got cloudy skies and all these storms coming through, and people not acting right, and their mind is being just controlled and taken over by evil forces. That God didn't, he did not create none of that. That developed because Satan, the prince of the power of the air, man gave something up to him, and men are being controlled. Men are being controlled. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's been here since the beginning. And scripture even tells us the love of many are going to wax cold. So in other words, people are not worrying about nobody else. You know, there's no love for my neighbor over there. They're just living over there. I ain't got nothing to do with them. You know, they ain't bothering me and I ain't bothering them. So, you know, we have to understand that even though she was created or developed as a helpmeet for man, we're not an island. No man is an island. If he has a wife, him and his wife living, they can't do it all by themselves. They can't go through life living themselves and think they're accomplishing anything. Nothing. It's just a waste of a lifetime. But as I said earlier, God loved us so much. Like in the beginning, he made everything very good, y'all. Very good. Very good. He didn't just make everything good. He made everything very good. And when Adam, boy, he gave up the keys. He gave up the deed. He gave up the property rights to the earth. And Satan came in and became the prince of the power of the air. But there was a way out. God sent his son into the world that we don't have to perish, y'all. We have opportunity to live. Live. We have to go through and live. Life is going to be life. We can't bypass and say, well, I don't want to deal with that right now. Let me wait till tomorrow. Deal with it tomorrow. No, we don't have no control over life. Everyone is hit with this. Everyone is hit with that. We all have had or will have or are having financial issues, our living conditions. You know, sometimes they fall. Sometimes our friends get upset. Sometimes we get upset with other people and we don't want to deal with them. We as human beings, we think we're right. But as I said, the love of many are going to wax cold. And we can see a lot of that going on right now, y'all. This is in the world. Okay? And see, God, there's an example. God, Ecclesiastia is the word. I believe that's the word where God separated to him a people to serve him and for other people to see him through them, the Hebrews, which were renamed, not saying that those that are over there now are the same people. I don't. Things change. People change things, but God never changes. God is always the same, and his word is still standing from when he first gave it. So we God cannot be denied, and he is not a man that he should lie. And let us just look all around us. You know what I'm saying? We have lied. You know what I'm saying? And if any man say he's never lied, you know, the truth is not in him. He's trying to cover up. But God knows all things. God is, he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. God's everywhere, knows all things, all powerful. So we can run and hide from others. We can try to hide from ourselves, but God, he is all-knowing all things. Before, during, and after we open our mouth, you know what I'm saying, before the foundation of the world. Hey, we came from somewhere. Okay. I'm going to read this here. A little commentary on Lamentations 3 and 26, all right? A little commentary here. I threw together, and I got some of it from, the Daily Verse, knowingjesus.com, okay? All right, Jeremiah, he was a man whose message of repentance was rejected. And despite his earnest prayer for his people, he was to witness the children of Israel being sold into slavery, the city of God being destroyed, and the temple of the Lord being razed to the ground. He is rightly called the weeping prophet, for he witnessed the rod of the Lord being used to discipline God's rebellious people, and Jeremiah is discovered lamenting the hopelessness of the situation that he and a tiny godly remnant were experiencing. This is like payback. Similar, not necessarily payback, but it's similar to it, you know. Like a child that's been bad, you know what I'm saying? He was told he can have this and he can have that, but the child is out there running wild and, you know, acting all kind of foolish and all kind of stupid stuff, and then comes back and expect for those things, him to get those things or for something good to happen to him. No, get cologne. You know, and too many times, I can remember, real quick, I can remember back in the being told, boy, don't do that. You know, hey, I'm a kid, right? Hard-headed kid. You know, I'm going to try and do it again. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Second time, I get caught, pop, you know, hey, I'm thinking, they ain't have to hit me, you know, but I was told not to do whatever, and if there's a repercussion, you know, there's an end, and we're told, Israel was told in the beginning, don't do this, don't do that. Hey, I'm God, I'm your God, and you are my people. So what did they do? They drug their feet and did their own little thing, and they thought God was going to hang with them. No, God got tired of the situation. He let them go into captivity. You know, you let them be captured. You know, hey, all right. Despite all the suffering, pain, hurt, and distress that the prophet Jeremiah faced in the school of life, which includes affliction, hello, the Lord was teaching him many lessons about the great faithfulness of the Lord, never failing mercies, which are new every morning. You know, God willing, we get to see tomorrow morning. God, he is faithful. He is faithful, you know. And he will allow us a new day to open our eyes. This is how faithful he is. Now, we can run around here and we can do this and do that all evening. And it's contrary to the word of God. And if God allows us to see them all, open our eyes up, it's like, oh, man, I got through that. Well, I'm good to go, you know. Hey, I'm good. I ain't got to worry about that. But, hey, it's coming up again, y'all. It is definitely again, because all things that we are doing in life, all things, being written down somewhere, is being recorded somewhere, no matter what it is, you know. Okay. Jeremiah, he learned the importance, or he knew the importance of trusting the Lord and waiting on his timing. Despite the distressing circumstances he faced and the human insults that had for so long been hurled upon him, because he was a weeping prophet. He was crying for his people. He was crying for him. He wasn't crying for himself. He was crying for his people. He loved his people, you know, and he was a prophet from God for his people. So he was called the weeping prophet, you know. Hey, Jeremiah had faithfully proclaimed God's message to the nation, but their rejection resulted in indescribable tragedy. Nevertheless, through it all, Jeremiah came to understand that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Never ceases. It's us that turn our backs on the Lord. We tend to love the world or the way of the world more than we love God, it says. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercy never come to an end. Hey, mercy is to everlasting, through all generations, y'all. Jeremiah discovered that the divine chastening is an evidence of God's perfect love towards his people. We have to get chastised, y'all, somewhere along the line. You know, we're not going to have it easy each and every day. Not necessarily saying that everybody got to worry, but there are going to be issues. There are going to be obstacles that everyone has to face during their lifetime. It's life. It is life. I don't care if you got all the money in the world, you're going to have some obstacles to face in your lifetime. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to you to deal accordingly. Some you're not going to be able to get around by yourself. We all need some help sometime. But for God to be our backup and our help, it's tantamount. It's supreme. You know, it's the greatest help we can have, because he has the greatest love for us. The greatest love for us. Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah, he got to the point where he could confess that it, in the midst of the most distressing circumstances, now this is it here, y'all, listen to this. It is good to trust the Lord and to wait patiently and trusting for deliverance from God, which is promised to all who rest in the Lord and wait quietly for him to act. We can't force God to do nothing. You know, God doesn't live in time. Time was created for humankind and animals and seasons, you know, and hours and years and months. That stuff, it was created for us, y'all. God doesn't live in time, because God, he is from forever until forever. You know, we can't say that, well, hey, God is 15 million years old. Who's been around 15 million years? You know what I'm saying? Who has been around? God was here before any of this was created. He created all of this, prepared the earth for man and the animals, the trees and the flowers and the grass. And then he presented woman to man. This is God's creation for us. For us. Like I said, it was very good, y'all. Very good. And I can't even imagine what very good would look like, since I've been exposed to the curse of this earth, you know, and the love of many, waxing cold. Even in the world, when I was in the world, oh, my God. You know, hey, nobody said that I had to love you. Since when? You know, give me what you got and keep stepping. That's how it worked for a lot of us that were out there. But I thank God that his spirit was searching that day, found me, and offered me a chance to come on in and act like I know. And I just thank God. I thank God for the time he's given me. My life. You know, and there have been blocks in my way. It's like I could never see them. Health issues, oh, my God. And I used to ask, why me? This is life. This is life. I do have life. Some people, they have life. They need somebody to take care of them. I became a caregiver because I loved doing what I was doing, and people needed help. And I became willing and very able to help them do what they needed to do, everyday life. Taking a bath, having a meal, even walking out to the mailbox. You know, those things to us, they seem very, very, you know, nothing to that. Hey, man, the mailbox, hey, I can do that with my eyes closed. Some people can't make that walk without help. Or some can't even make it themselves with help. To God be the glory. You know, thank him for his love for us, that we can love the next man in line and not regret and not murmur, not complain, not get upset with people for something that they didn't do, but for us to accept our responsibility and things done in our own body, thoughts that are in our own head, you know? Okay. Now, lamentation. Let me hit you up with a little bit of lamentations here and what it is. It's an expression of sorrow, mourning, or and regret. And then it's broken down to laments, crying out in grief, wailing, complaint to the Creator. And this is what Jeremiah did in Lamentations. He loved his people so much, like God loves us so much. And Jeremiah, he loved his people. He wept for his people. He gave them what God gave him for his own people. And they took it and ran with it. They took it and ran. They more or less felt that, hey, I can get away with this over here. You know, I got a forgiving God. You know, my God, he don't mind. You know, he's my God. He ain't nobody else's God. You know, hey, he looks out for me. You know, look at our history. Hey, out there in Egypt, so we can escape the Egyptians. You know, hey, our God. But they used and abused it to the point where God said, hey, that's enough of that. Just like back in the day with the flood. Got tired of man and his sin. And those sins, it's like man's just sitting around thinking something evil to do. And I was one of those once upon a time. Now, we can't separate and say, well, I ain't never did that. We can't control the mind. We can't control the thoughts in our mind. But we can control what we put our minds to keep our mind toward a one-directional purpose. You know, we can take our mind off the worldly things and put them on spiritual things where God is. God is a spirit, y'all. And we cannot worship him unless we do it in spirit and in truth. We just have to get to that point, y'all. We can't do that in one day. We can't run to the church and say, okay, I'm saved, y'all. I'm good to go. You know, hey, I'm good. You know, hey, look at me. No, it doesn't work like that. We need to get humble. We need to just break down, you know. And it's not about materialistic things that we have or have accumulated. It's about our soul, y'all. My pastor, he always would say, I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. So all this stuff that we accumulate in this lifetime, in the world, is not going with us. It's going to be left here for the next man in line to do whatever he feels like he wants to do with it. We can write stuff on a piece of paper all day, but we can't control what happens when life is going out of this body. You know, we are going to one or the other place. There's no choice in the grave, because there's no power in the grave. Once we get to the grave, and if our soul's not right, if we haven't put things under the blood of Jesus Christ, if we have not confessed that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father, if we have not asked for forgiveness for the things that we have done wrong towards others and towards God and towards ourselves, yeah, there's a problem, y'all. There's a problem. I ain't going to see you on the other side. I'm not going to be looking for you on the other side. I don't even think I'm going to know you on the other side as you are here. Because we're not going to be the same. You know, we're going to be changed. We are going to be changed, y'all. And for us to get to that point, we need to start right now with our thinking. Start right now with that thinking. We used to call it stinking thinking. Once upon a time, I saw the light. I did. I saw the light. And before I was able to go to a church, God kept me for, oh, my God, he kept me for, oh, goodness, he kept me for 6 months. He kept me for, I went to church one time in 6 months because he led me to the church. Within those 6 months. And the church was almost, what? The church had made, what, 700-800 miles away from where I was living at. But it was God's will that it happened that way. You know, and we have to wait on God, as that scripture says, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And salvation is complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. That's everything. We're delivered from everything that is against God because we are in this world. You know what I'm saying? But we got to give it up. We can be in the world, but not of the world. You know, we can't be running around here trying to accumulate all this money and go out there and buy all these Bentleys. You know what I'm saying? You know? We have to humble ourselves back down. As the scripture says, it is good that a man should both and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Now, how do we do that? We get into the Word of God, the Word of God, and we go from there. And we can be led and guided to where we need to be in the will of God. We're not here just for nothing. We're here for a purpose. We are here for a purpose. Okay, mic's open. Are there any comments? Any comments? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Good evening. So who's going to be first? Anybody?
Praise the Lord. I'll go ahead and I'll start out. Just want to give an honor to God, thanking God for just another day, another opportunity to listen in on the show. And basically, that's all I was doing, kind of listening. Yes, and, you know, we talk about how good God is to us and how God continues to see us through all of our situations that we go through. And, you know, victory against temptation. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful,
Amen.
And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10:13. So That lets us know a point of how good God is when you become a child of God. If you want to live right, if you want to do right, and you're praying in the right way, asking God to lead and guide you and live in the life that God, he promises us that this is what he will do for his people. He'll make a way. If you are sincere from the heart, and he has many promises that he has given us as Christians. And one thing we know that we should do, treat our neighbors as ourselves. We have to love one another. We have to show that love for one another, pray for each other, and continue to just, you know, keep it going. And we have to continue to share the word of God to people. We don't have to push anything on nobody because people know the situation of life. They know the things that's going on around them. God will always open a door for you to be able to encourage someone in some kind of way. When you walk off and you leave, it's up to them to take it and accept it for what it is or walk away. But God, he's a true, faithful God, and he is good all the time. And all the time he's good, and he continues to take care of his people. And not only his people, he takes care of the sinner man, even though they don't recognize it as much as his people recognizes and know the goodness of the Lord. But he continues to, like he said, it rain on the just as well as the unjust. So that means everybody has an opportunity and is involved in this walk with Christ if they want it. So they have no excuse to say, well, this didn't happen or this is not the way that it should have been and all of this and that. Whatever God's will is for you and you accept it and you want to be obedient to his word, it's there for you.
Sir.
So there's no excuse. We have too many people out there like you on the show tonight. And when the show comes up at other times, letting you know the goodness of the Lord, the promises of the Lord, and we have the Old Testament to learn from to see how he's taking care of the people back then, even though they was rebellious. But in this day, people still rebellious. You know, I was at one time. So life, you know, it continues on, and we just have to look to the goodness of the Lord for whatever we go through. And trust him at his word.
Yes, sir. Now, you did say there's one word in what you were saying. All of that you were saying, there's one word there, you know, if they want it.
They have to want it.
Because it's free. It is a free gift from God.
Free sure gift. Is.
And it's a... And it's available to all men.
Yes, it is.
I want to read this real quick. 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is King James Version here. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Let me do that again. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there's no Catholic God. There's no Baptist God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, if that ain't saying something there, a person, you know, they got to get some understanding there. They got to ask somebody, you know.
They
need to ask.
I mean, it's wide open to them.
It is, and it's right there. They don't have to do no cleaning up. You know, a lot of people, they may say, well, you know, I want to stop doing this first before I get my life up. No, it says Come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Come as you are. And that means we come in dirty and filthy. And the blood of Jesus can clean us up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that spirit, that indwelling spirit get on us. We shouldn't want to get dirty anymore. You know what I'm saying? What they say about the pig. You clean him up and you put him up, you put a bow on him, you turn him loose, what are you going to do? He's going to look for the first mud hole because that's his nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's his nature. But we as human beings, we have to get rid of that Adam nature. It's embedded
mm-hmm.
in all because Adam was our father. Adam, he was the beginning of humankind. And Eve, she was the giver of life. The woman
mm-hmm.
was the giver of life. You know, so like you said, people, they need the warning. And they can't wait till something jump off real bad and start calling out
mm-hmm.
to God. A hurricane, I'm a tornado. They lose their house. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, why did this have to happen to me? And, you know, God, you're going to make it right. I know you're going to make it right. No, we
mm-hmm.
can't put material on that. We have to be thankful that we got life. You know what I'm saying? We got health. We got our strength. We have a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get the Spirit of God dwelling within us and the Word saturating our brain, you know, we'll understand what it's all about and how to go through. You know what I'm saying? How to go through.
That's just like where it says love and care of God, Romans 5:8. It says, but
mm-hmm.
God shows his love for us in
yes.
that while we were still sinners,
yes,
Christ
yes,
died for us. So that means everybody. It said while
yes.
we all were sinners.
Yes.
So we all sinned
right.
in a way, whereas we had an opportunity where it said Christ died for us.
Yes.
If Christ died
yes.
for us, it don't mean that it was one race. It don't mean that it
mm-hmm.
was the white or the black or the Hispanic
right.
or Chinese or whatever. It meant for all.
Mm-hmm.
And people
yeah.
get it caught up as if, you know,
yeah.
and I was looking at something on Facebook that I shared, Klansman talked about.
Yeah.
He said as
uh-huh.
long as there's too many races, a white race and there are black race and other races, there's
mm-hmm.
always going to be racism. Said,
right.
he's always been a man of God, but he feels if they can get rid of the one race and it be just one race as a white race
mm-hmm.
and all the other races to get rid of
mm-hmm.
them, that, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said he tried to teach this to the people. That
yeah.
and he's
yeah.
saying that it's only a race and a God for the white man, and talking about wanting to get rid of all the black race. So, you know,
right,
it lets
right.
you know people so messed up and people so confusing to other people. They're deceiving people on the belief that they have about
right.
the Word of God. They take and they accept
yeah.
what they want of it, and the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
it's just like they throw it out. It don't mean nothing. But just for
mm-hmm.
whatever it says for them. And
mm-hmm.
I listened
mm-hmm.
to him, and I said, this man is out of his mind. I said, he
mm-hmm.
really don't understand. He's calling himself a child of God and talking about
uh-huh.
there's too many races in the world, and you need to get rid of
mm-hmm.
them races, and you'll get rid of the racism. If there
mm-hmm.
wasn't nothing but one race, it would still be racism. White against
that's
white,
right.
black against black. Racism
right.
would continue to
that's
reign
right.
no matter what. But he's not
mm-hmm.
looking at what he's saying. He's just saying what he
mm-hmm.
thinks. And I said, well, Lord,
mm-hmm.
I said, this man needs help. I said, it lets us see how
mm-hmm.
deceiving people can be. And
yes.
you get
yes,
these young people caught up into that, and they believe that. So
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
is being deceived, and it's up to God's true,
mm-hmm.
true people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's truly mm-hmm. sincere, living,
mm-hmm.
understand God's word for what it says and take it for what it means Because if he was, he wouldn't be talking the mess that he was talking. He'd be asking God to forgive him for the way that he thinks.
That's right.
We run into these things, but one thing about it, we know in whom we trust, and there is no other besides him. And we know this. And the true children of God know this, and this is the things we have to look out for our children to come in contact with. We have enough mess going on in the world without this coming along, trying to teach us otherwise. So, you know, it's a mess. But God is true in his word.
He's blind to the truth, his own self.
Yes, he is.
Things that the Bible don't tell us. There's no way you can read the Bible and love the Lord and say it's only one way. And it's
no
the right
way.
Way.
No way.
Jesus, when he died for the whole world. Love the black no more than he loved the white. You don't love the
white
nor the Mexicans. He loves us. He died
for all. No respect to person.
He's love. Yes. No hate in him.
Yeah.
And he loves
us
so that he sent his only begotten son. Because he wants a relationship with us. So don't never let people let you feel down about yourself and all that. We're supposed to help lift one another up. We're supposed to encourage one another. Because
that's what it's about.
They get the wrong information. But the
they
truth,
are.
The word of God and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
And that's why a lot of not preaching the truth, not telling the truth, but we that know God for ourselves, we know that God is good. You don't spread hate. You don't spread hate and all that. You're supposed to love. And love is wrong. So whoever that man was saying that, he's blind himself to the truth. And a lot of times they're blind because they want to be blind. They don't want to know.
That's right. You have to pray for them.
Yes, that's what we have. And then I come across this right here. You just touched something there, sis. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound
doctrine.
They heed to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto faith. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Now, we all have a ministry. And it's not necessarily preaching or being an evangelist in the pulpit or on the street passing out pamphlets, but we all can pass that word along some kind of way, and God to lead and guide us who we need to give it, because we just can't approach any and everybody. If we use the power of God that is within us through the Holy Ghost, we will be led to who needs it, you know, and not for us to just say, well, oh, man, you know, hey, I'm good now. I got the Holy Ghost, and I done got saved, and I'm all this, and I'm all that, and I go to church, and, you know, let me go over there and tell them guys they shouldn't be doing that. No. That's just like the guy was trying to get the spirit out of the demon said Paul I know somebody else he know, but he said I don't know you
right.
And see
jumped
on
you?
Him because he have the power, see. So we have to be careful. Thinking we got it like that. We all the time we need to go to God. Matthew 6:33. But first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right.
And all these things will be added unto you no matter what they are. Because that's the spiritual realm. We can't see it, but it's there. And we have to deal with that and see our mortal flesh, we can't handle that, you know, unless we got the power of God, which is the Holy Ghost. And then we have to be careful and let that spirit work through us and not us take it upon ourselves and say, okay, I got this. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. No. Okay. Any last comments? Anyone? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to shoot this out there real quick. Real quick. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Praise God. But be ever learning, and they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So in other words, we can go to school. We can go to school, we graduate out of high school, and we want to run to the college over there, get all this money, get run to the college. We get our associate's degree, our AA. Then we want to run up there and get a BA. Okay, we're getting a BA. Now, we want to go for that PhD. You know what I'm saying? And we want to get all of this. Good is it doing us if we can't understand it or use it in its proper way?
Mm-hmm.
Not just have a over our head and say, well, hey, I'm so-and-so-and-so, you know. Y'all recognize me. You know, I got these titles. Hey, the titles don't mean nothing if we're not using them in the proper way, you know.
That's right.
We have to use them in the proper way. And if we don't, we went to school for nothing. Who went to school for nothing? Nothing else. Okay. All right.
Do not take one that's children
from
you. Do not take
one that's Am I watching?
Okay. I enjoyed listening in tonight, and it truly is, you know, a blessing to be able to come together because there's someone listening that will see that this is truth and nothing to play with. And when you come to the Lord, you're going to run into many people that have different beliefs.
Right.
And we have to make sure, as God's word says, not only do we look at the word and we feel like we understand it, we got to dig a little deeper and get meaning from it and understand, is this for me at this time? Who is it speaking to? Like we have been taught, we have to find these things out to understand more about God's word. And it takes time. It don't happen overnight. It takes a lot of time to study God's word and to do research on God's word. But one thing that we do know, whether we do it or not, we know that God is real. We know that God is true. We know that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for our sin, that we could have an opportunity at eternal life. And if we never go no farther and we believe in that truth and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and Savior and that we believe, that carries a lot of weight within itself. A lot of people don't believe in doing research, but the thing is, we can't go farther if we don't do the research because we will lead people astray because we're telling them one thing but not fully making them understand what it means. So,
right, right.
We just have to do our best to what we have to do to help people, because we have a lot of decent people that's deceiving people, and our children might run into this. We have to continue to pray for them and the ones that they come around, their surroundings.
That's right.
If we
stop and think and see what's happening, a lot of these things are geared toward destroying the younger generations coming up. They're not grasping the truth. They're just picking up any and everything that's out there, and it's a lot of chaos, you know, lot of chaos.
Yes.
Did you have any comments real quick, or? Welcome.
Thank you. I popped in when I could. I was busy, and I got real busy, and the time just got past me. But I popped in when I could.
I understand. Well, thank you for popping. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you...
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Yes. A quick recap, if you care to, put a scripture out. Lamentations 3:26. If you care to. Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Verse 26, okay? Trying to keep it simple, all right? Okay. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you.
We enjoy
it. Took off. Yeah, it was kind of dry at first, but it took off there. And I didn't have to talk the whole show, y'all. I appreciate that, too. Thank you. Big help. Okay. Everyone be blessed. Be safe.
Yeah.
And wherever you go, take the phone, everyone.
That's right.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.